The Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Pat Lowney as he talks to entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney and I'm here this morning with Tony Bush. Hi, Tony.
Good morning, Pat.
How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Welcome
doing
to the
great.
1st of December.
Thank you. Yeah, sure, you went fast. It's the end of 18 already.
Yeah, it is.
Where did that go?
It goes fast. You're right there. So our guest this morning is Sarah Fabry. Hi, Sarah.
Hi, Pat.
How are you?
I am doing great this morning.
That's good. And Sarah is the owner of Apotheke Wellness. And you want to tell us a little bit about Apotheke?
Yes, Apotheke.
Apotheke, I'm sorry.
That's okay. Nobody knows how to pronounce it. Apotheke Wellness is basically a health and wellness store that myself and my partner Jody have opened in an attempt to bring other options to people in the area that for health opportunities, including all-natural supplements, essential oils. We have organic and sustainable wine. We offer makeup and skincare products that are all natural. But our main focus is, to be honest, CBD oil, and that we provide education for the public as well as sell the several products of CBD.
And you have a background as an RN also, right?
Correct. Yep, I am an RN.
So you spent a good part of your career working in the medical field, and then recently made a change over, and I've opened up the wellness.
Yes, I have. In fact, nursing is one of the best careers out there. There's so many options. It pays really good. Usually you have good benefits, but nope, I chose to leave all that and open a shop for several reasons. But, yep, I was a nurse before. It was a good job. So please go ahead and get a job. It's a good thing to go and do, definitely, but I chose to leave it. Yes.
So what was the process that you went through when you were making that decision? So you had a steady job with a steady income, mm-hmm. and you've been doing that a while and things like that. What made you decide to start to look at opening up your own store?
Sure. Well, I've had experience in the past with small businesses and assisting in opening them. So I have that experience. However, when I think little kids are growing up and they picture wanting to be a doctor or a nurse, they picture wanting to help people. And I think the current medical system makes that difficult. And as I worked through a couple different areas of nursing, I could see that there were other ways to help people, and I wasn't able to really do as much as I thought I could. Then I had my own personal experience with my own health, and I was able to find alternatives to some of the medications that were prescribed for me that were not only very expensive, but gave some pretty scary and unpleasant side effects. So I was able to put myself in remission utilizing CBD, and later on refer some of my chronic pain patients to CBD, which helped them. And I finally decided that the best way for me to truly help people would be to stop what I was doing, open my own shop, and provide the education that I thought my patients needed.
So what is CBD?
CBD is it stands for cannabidiol. It is found in either the hemp plant or the marijuana plant. And it's just one of the many cannabinoids that are found in that. There's several. There's about 80 CBD cannabinoids within the marijuana plant or the hemp plant, and there's several of the THC as well. You can actually separate those out. Currently in Wisconsin, we can only separate out the CBD from the hemp plant. But CBD itself is basically like a pressed oil, just like you would do olive oil, an essential oil from a lavender plant. It's pressed oil, and they provide it to you in several different options with carrier oils or You can vape it. You can take it in a tablet. You can, I mean, all the way from anything, even suppositories. So there's so many different options of ways to take CBD. But yeah, it comes from the plant, and you can do all of them in one, all of the different CBDs, or you can separate out which ones you need. So there's so many different options for how to take it, but that's how it's.
Okay. So the research has been going on with CBD has been going on for quite a while, right? It's been used for quite a while.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh, yes. Like, in before any of us were here, people were using marijuana and THC as a medical product for years. I mean, native people even. So it goes back a long time. It was only until when we decided and whenever marijuana was illegalized that that stopped. As far as current research goes, that's kind of tricky because most of the time people want money for what they're doing. And so finding the funding to research a plant that they're not going to be able to patent or sell or make money off of has been difficult. So a lot of the research currently going on is basically done by small groups, people that don't have a lot. You know, they're doing it out of their own kindness for the most part.
Sarah, what does CBD do? How does it affect the body?
So CBD, everybody has what's called an endocannabinoid system in their bodies, and that produces cannabinoids that go to receptors. There's a CB1 and a CB2 receptor for pretty much every part of your body. And that, we make our own cannabinoids, but that's just not enough to completely feed all of those receptors. So we need to supplement that, and we used to do that in the past. We would grow hemp, feed that to our livestock, multiple different ways, and we stopped that, obviously, since it was made illegal. Now that we're able to do that again, we are finding that when we put CBD in our body and we are able to activate each of those receptors, we are able to regulate our systems to be working at basically homeostasis.
More efficiently, then.
Yep, and there's receptors on everything from the brain to your intestines, to your immune systems, to your thyroid, to your pancreas. So it really does help basically put everything in a nice homeostasis, work properly. But the CBD itself isn't actually curing anything. It's helping your body do what it's supposed to be doing.
Helps the receptor do a better job.
Correct.
What does the receptor do?
Depending on where it is,
yeah.
The receptor turns on what that part of your body is supposed to be doing.
It regulates the performance of a pancreas or something.
Correct,
like
correct, yep.
All right. Well, it sounds like it's pretty healthy oil.
I certainly think so. I mean, it's completely changed my life, and that's probably one of the best things about having Apotheke is seeing the people come back and say, oh, my gosh, this really did work. And it does. It's to me, it's been a miracle. And to think back to before using it, some of the medications that I was taking and thinking about how much money and time and intelligence went into making those, to think that this oil could do the same exact thing is and better is amazing.
So what is the difference between marijuana and CBD?
Well, marijuana would be considered the whole plant. So the marijuana plant, and then there's the hemp plant. Those two plants are related. So when people think of marijuana, what they're thinking of is that they're getting a product that they can smoke or throw in their food or whatever they want to do with it. What they're thinking of is something that's containing THC. And THC is the cannabinoid that provides the psychoactive properties. There are some medical benefits as well, so that's why medical marijuana has been a really hot topic, such as it does help reduce tremors and seizures a lot better than CBD by itself does. It helps stimulate appetite a lot better than CBD by itself does, and it does help with nausea and vomiting a lot better than CBD alone does. So those three things are kind of key with medical marijuana, especially for people with Parkinson's, patients undergoing chemo, that sort of thing. But otherwise, a majority of the therapeutic value is found in the CBD.
So it's a separation. There's a difference between marijuana and the CBD oil that you're selling at your store.
Correct, yep. We In the state of Wisconsin, it's 0.03% THC or less is allowed. So we sell, so you can have that in there, but basically no THC is allowed, and we have to use the hemp plant to extract the CBD from it. So we are only selling products right now that are THC-free until maybe medical marijuana passes in Wisconsin, which I would imagine is going to happen in the near future since people continue to vote yes on that. But
there's a lot of confusion around the marijuana issue, yes, and CBD, and CBD is legal to sell. Because it doesn't have the THC in it and things. So there's a lot of confusion around recreational use of marijuana and medical use of marijuana, and then some of the byproducts like CBD that come from marijuana. So it's easy to get mixed up as to, you know, what we're talking about here, but we're focusing on just the CBD and the benefits that a person could get from CBD. And that's what your store, you're also focusing on, too, is I know I was looking at your website, and you put a lot of emphasis on education, too.
Yeah, definitely. That is actually our main focus. When we made the choice to open this, myself and my partner, we did so with our main focus being education. So the spot we found to put the store is perfect because it has a very nice little retail area in the front, but it does have a large conference room, and we schedule seminars. So we actually have one coming up on December 13th. It's just going to be a basic what is CBD, and we are going to address some of those misconceptions. But I have to address that every day with customers coming in saying, oh, are you sure? Are you sure? And it is definitely a huge education gap on what CBD versus THC marijuana is. And it's definitely hard to believe that this little bottle of oil can do the things that the medication that person's already taking maybe can't. Obviously, again, we can't say that it's for sure going to help, but.
Real quickly, Sarah, where is your store?
Yep, we are at 3020 East College Avenue, right in between the Habitat Restore and Cousin Subs in the strip mall.
And you have a website. Do you want to give that address out?
Yep, www.apothekewellness.net. And apotheke is spelled A-P-O-T-H-E-K-E.
Okay, so we're talking with Sarah Fabry this morning from Apotheke Wellness. We're going to get back to her in a few minutes. If you have a question you'd like to call in, you can give us a call at 281-1150 or 866-887-1150. You're listening to BizTalk and WHBY.
At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, your success is our success. We can clarify any tax situation and help your business take the steps in managing it confidently. We offer services from startup to sell-off, including payroll, bookkeeping, accounting, and more. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Your legal business concerns are important to me. Legal Business Edge delivers value by working as a partner with you, our client, to help you understand your legal options. Focusing just on business law, we take the time to get to know your business and develop a legal strategy that will help you reach your business goals. Whether it involves intellectual property, contracts, negotiating for your rights, buying or selling a business, or organizing your business structure, Legal Business Edge gives you the creative legal options you need.
Sarah DeBruin provided our company solutions that saved us time and money, as the quality of her guidance and diligence provided creative solutions unparalleled by other attorneys.
Know your options. Call Legal Business Edge at 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Well, Welcome back. We're glad you joined us this morning. Our guest is Sarah Fabry from Apothecary Wellness, and we're going to get back to Sarah in just a minute. But first, I want to talk a little bit about the Fox City Score Chapter. Our Fox City Score Chapter is located in downtown Appleton. We have offices in Appleton, Oshkosh, and Fond du Lac, and we serve an 8-county area around those cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors, each of them an expert in their field. We offer entrepreneurs no-cost and confidential mentoring. We have expertise in areas such as IT, social media, marketing, cash flow, accounting, strategic planning, workflow, HR, retail, best practices, and pretty much anything that you would be looking for help in your small business. In order to register for our no-cost and confidential mentoring session or to learn more about the Fox City Score Chapter, visit our website at foxcities.score.org. You can learn more about how the Score Chapter can assist you with starting and or growing your business. When visiting our website at foxcities.score.org, you can complete an online application for a no-cost confidential mentoring session. Simply complete the online form and submit it to SCORE. Within a few days, a SCORE mentor will be contacting you to set up a meeting. Remember, SCORE is no cost and offers experts who can assist you in many different areas of your business that you may need assistance in. To get started, simply visit our website, foxcities.score.org. And to support our small business people, the SCORE Chapter is always looking for experienced mentors. So if you've got experience in areas such as agriculture, wellness, like assisted living, government contracts and construction right now, those are areas that we're looking for a little bit more help in. So if you have experience and you'd like to share it with some other people, we'd love to hear from you. Go out to foxcities.score.org, click on the volunteer button, and fill out the short application. Get back to you with more to explain how you can follow through with that. Also, if you'd like to talk to Sarah, our number is 281-1150 or toll-free 866-887-1150. Give us a call, and we'd love to have you on the conversation. So, Sarah, as we come back to the CBD question, how much of a market is there out in, I guess, in a nation, or how fast is this improving or awareness improving? I'm seeing articles in magazines and hearing talk on radio and things like that. Where has this been going in the last, say, 5 years or so?
It's booming. It's becoming a huge thing. I think a lot of people are becoming concerned about the rising cost of insurance, and they're looking for natural alternatives. I think back to, and I hope my mom's not listening, but I think back to when I was little and, you know, you threw your kids in a tub with Dawn soap and wash their hair with whatever shampoo, and then me and my friends would go lay out in the backyard with baby oil on our skin. And I think moms today, and the teachers too, are teaching in schools healthier lifestyles. They want to, you know, they slather their kids with sunscreen, and they're trying to think of ways to prevent further. We've learned a lot, and no, we can't blame our moms for that, but nowadays moms are so involved in making sure their kids are healthy that just that healthy lifestyle has become so much more important. They don't want to be giving their kids prescription medications, so this is an alternative to some kids, even ADHD and ADD. So they can take a CBD instead, which is a huge difference from giving something like that to your child. But just every generation, there's more and more findings of ways to save money by doing this versus utilizing the traditional hospital setting and having to pay higher deductibles, et cetera.
Sarah, we were talking in the first segment a little bit about the legalities and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a little bit about the legal permissions for CBD. There's a state, every state has laws, but the federal hasn't. And how does that complicate? How does that impact?
Yeah, it impacts us a lot, unfortunately. In the past, like I said, I've worked in some small businesses, which gave me a lot of experience. So I went into this thinking, I know how to do this. But we quickly found out that there were some limitations on what we could and couldn't do as far as marketing our business. Everything is done through social media nowadays. So we're like, well, we'll just put a Facebook page up and we'll start boosting our ads. And in fact, I get several comments from Facebook even every day saying, oh, this post is doing really good. Boost it for this much or whatever. But if I try to do that, it gets, you know, denied every time. So basically right now, CBD is legalized at the state level in all 50 states. It is not federally legal yet because it's buried in what's called the Farm Bill, which is a 263-page bill that I think President Obama drew up when he was in office, and it's been kind of revamped several times. It's currently being looked at right now, so there is a possibility, and there is talk of this being, you know, settled very soon. Within that Farm Bill, they do cover hemp and CBD oil, so that once passed will have a huge impact on our industry. But for now, we can only advertise or market to people within the state of Wisconsin. We can't actively seek customers outside of that, which means, for example, with Facebook, if we were to boost a post, that post could then be seen by people on Facebook outside of Wisconsin, for example. So we can put up as many billboards as we want and ads in local newspapers. We're in Nature's Pathways, which is great.
Hopefully the feds will catch up.
Yes, and it's coming. I mean, like I said, I look for updates on that Farm Bill every day, and we it's moving along. There was these last 2 weeks, there's been huge steps on it. It's finally back on the table again. Okay. So.
Okay, so we're going to take another break. You're listening to Biz Talk and WHBY. We'll be right back.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
So you have a new addition to your family, or you found that house that you've fallen in love with, or you're getting engaged to the love of your life, or planning a retirement that changes your lifestyle. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, plus checking, savings, and mobile account access that works for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities. Fox Communities Credit Union.
It's the camper that gives your family freedom to travel, or the new car that gives you peace of mind, the convenience of managing your money on your phone, or the security of growing your money locally. What moves you to Fox Communities Credit Union? Fox helps you make life happen with competitive loan rates, free and easy mobile services, plus checking and savings accounts that work for you. Visit foxcu.org or one of 22 locations.
Fox Communities.
Are you feeling less than confident in your personal or business finances? At Alberts & Hayling CPAs, we work with individuals and small business owners to simplify finances and help maximize profits. From asset protection to tax planning and more, we'll guide you through a financial plan. Visit AlbertsHaling.com today. Alberts & Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. I'm Pat Lowney, and I'm here this morning with Tony Bush, and we're talking to Sarah Fabry from the Apotheque Wellness. And I want to go back on the conversation we finished up before the last break on the, you know, the perception, at least, of legal versus not legal. But
yes,
you were telling us earlier, before we came on the air, that as you were setting up your business, one of the areas, I asked you the question about whether you had any problems with banking or not, because I know around the country in states that have legalized marijuana, the feds don't recognize it, and so the federal insurance that there's on savings deposits and regulatories in the banks give those businesses a very rough time. And you said you didn't have a problem with the banking part of it, but you actually did somewhere else. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't know. We bank with a credit union, so I'm not really sure what would have happened. We were lucky enough not to or to be in a position in our lives where we didn't need to take out a business loan. So I'm not sure what would have happened, actually, if we would have tried to do that. But one thing that was surprising was, and again, this goes into researching before you open a business, I assumed I knew everything, and I didn't. I'm like, I know how to open up a merchant card processor, and I just assumed that our POS system, we would just go with the one that they provide, and it would be very smooth, everything would work together, And they said, no, we can't, because that is technically a high-risk industry. And on one hand, I understood, because just maybe even six, I can't remember, it was earlier last year, there was some confusion over CBD and how it was, how the police could police whether it came from the hemp plant or the marijuana plant. And so they did actually make it illegal for 2 weeks again to figure that out. So right now, in order to process credit cards, you do have to pay a higher rate. And we had to go outside of our POS system, our point of sale system, to get a processor. So we do pay a little bit extra for our credit card transactions, but we still take credit cards because we feel that, you know, it's important for you all to have access to this product, and it means that much to us.
So it's a good example, and you said right up front on this, of doing your research before you go into something. So, you know, that's not something most people would think about.
No, it isn't. And well, they might. I just assumed, because I've done this before and I thought I knew what I was doing, I never even considered that getting a credit card processor would be an issue. I really never considered CBD was an issue, because there's nothing in it that is addicting or even really harmful. There's no side effects. It's a plant. So I assumed a couple things in the beginning that I shouldn't have.
But you got it worked out.
So. We got it worked out, and it's going good. So, but yeah, opening a business, you know, is sometimes tricky, and there's definitely road bumps along the way.
Another question on the legality of CBD, Sarah. Are there any patients who have insurance that helps pay for the CBD oil yet? Or is it all out of pocket? What are you seeing in that area?
No. As far as personal insurance, that would be a big no, unfortunately. And that's a frustrating position for us to be in, because CBD oil, there's options that are very affordable, but it can get also very expensive depending on how much you need to solve your symptoms. We do offer a program for veterans. If you are a veteran who has PTSD and can kind of show us, you know, that you do, we will work with you and can even offer the CBD for free, in order to help you get through that. But otherwise, I worked as a work comp case manager prior to this and did some education with my fellow coworkers, and we were able to get two patients through their insurance to get reimbursed for CBD. But in work comp, that's a little different, because the employers have a voice in what they're willing to pay for. And when it gets down to the point where somebody's going to be on lifetime narcotics or some really expensive procedure, the employer has a voice in saying, well, wait, let's try this first. So we were able to get that done, which was huge, and that's a start. So that was exciting, and to feel like we were a part of that, because I think that was probably one of the first two insurance companies to even consider it in the nation. But
one other question is, you had mentioned the 0.03 TCH content in some of these products.
Correct.
If people are taking that, they have to be aware that that can show up in a drug test at work, and that could be a complication.
Yeah, and... And again, it comes down to how your body metabolizes things, and how much you're taking. So if you're just taking it for basic, you're taking the normal dosing, and your product does contain any THC, ideally it shouldn't show up on a drug test. But we do carry products. We did a lot of research on our products. No one is policing CBD right now, so you do need to do your research before you purchase something. You want to find a brand that's very transparent, shows their testing results online, ideally has third-party testing, and a way to find that out is to go to the Realm of Caring. They're a third-party nonprofit organization that monitors CBD, and they mostly do it for pediatric patients, but the information is valuable for anyone, and they recommend certain brands that they feel are safe. So as far as the drug testing goes, we do carry brands that test at 0.00. And then one of the things I want to work on is, again, with the education part, is going around to some of the larger corporations and making sure that they understand the difference between CBD and regular THC and what what having your employees taking CBD can do for them as far as saving money on insurance, because they're not all of a sudden taking all these expensive drugs now. I have Crohn's, and my Humira was $1,500 twice a month. So when I was working, my employer's insurance was paying for that. So if you have a large corporation where there's potentially several people that have diseases like that, or their family does, and your insurance is paying for that, your premiums are probably going to go up next year and then the next year. And so
I just want to share that last week I was in your store and I talked to you. I came to your store because you had indicated that you're an RN, mm-hmm. and that you need to be, the consumer needs to be aware of all the different varieties of oils and are they researched and so on. But I went to your store because you're an RN, and I felt very comfortable that you had researched things, and I ended up buying a product. And mm-hmm. it's working for me.
Thank
I just
you.
Started using it. But
yeah?
I just want to say that. That's a personal experience, and it happens to be an endorsement for your store.
Great.
But it's why I went there. And I think a lot of people are looking for that safe place, knowing that there's a proprietor there who knows what they're talking about. And that's what I found at your store.
Definitely. I think, obviously we want the store to make money. But on the other hand, you want to know that you're going to some place that's going to tell you when you shouldn't be taking CBD. And I've had a couple people come in and say, this is my problem. Should I? What would help me? And I've been able to say, no, this won't help you. You need to go to the doctor for that. So there is still a need for going to the doctor sometimes. And I worry that if they go in somewhere that doesn't have that same level of health knowledge, that someone will mistakenly purchase something and go home thinking it's helping them and continue to, exacerbate a problem that they should probably see their doctor for. So that's kind of scary to me.
So where did you come up with the name Apotheke?
I don't know, actually. I just liked the idea of the word apothecary. But that's used in a couple other stores around in Appleton for different things. And then I was on Pinterest, and there was this sign. Someone must have took a picture of a sign that was outside of what looked like a European-type building, and it had the word apotheke on it, and it was just a cute little sign. And I like interior decorating, too, so I figured that would be a really cute
kind of logo. What does apothecary mean?
It's kind of it basically means pharmacy in different languages. So apotheke is the Greek version of pharmacy. But since we can't really say we're a pharmacy, it's just a cute little word. So
yeah. But it also, I think the value of the pharmacy also is versus mail order.
Correct.
Is mail order, I just get an envelope in the mail every once in a while and, I move on where the value of being able to talk to somebody going into a pharmacy or going into your store and be able to talk to somebody who's knowledgeable about mm-hmm. the products and things and explain how I think the third party verification mm-hmm. works and why that's important and things versus just buying something offline or online.
Correct.
There's a lot of value to that.
Definitely, and I hope so. I mean, that was our goal with the store was to make, again, education the key point, but also to provide a safe place where people can come in and say, hey, this is what's going on, and it might be something a little embarrassing. And it's a lot easier to talk to a nurse, I would think, than it would be to go in and maybe talk to someone at a different type of, a lot of CBD right now is sold at, like, vape shops, which is great, and the person there might even know more than me, but I think a lot of maybe baby boomer generation and that wouldn't feel comfortable talking about.
It's all about perception.
Yeah, they wouldn't feel comfortable talking about their private symptoms, per se, whereas I can offer that in a little bit safer environment. We also carry, and then we have supplements, too, which you have to be either a doctor or a nurse to carry these type of supplements. So a lot goes into determining which one a person needs. And so we can combine that with a CBD and get you a whole kind of redo kind of your system.
Sure. So as you were working in your career, your previous career, were there any examples of situations that were leading you in the direction of going this way versus staying where you're at?
Yes. I mean, just working in the medical field as a nurse, you realize there's not a lot you can do. And then myself, I was sick. But even just, I did home care for quite a while, and that was what first opened my eyes to this. And so that was a few years ago. I had a couple instances where there were people home recovering from chemotherapy treatments, per se, and they were pretty much at end stage. And their spouses would, there was three instances that I remember where the other spouse would approach me at one point or another during those visits or after, and in private asked me if there was any way I could help them find marijuana or get them pot or whatever they wanted to call it, to help their spouse, because their spouse wasn't eating, and they felt like if their spouse wouldn't eat, they would never get better, and they were going to lose their spouse. And obviously I couldn't do anything because I would lose my license if someone found out about that, and it was a really hard thing to walk away from them and say, no, I can't help you. And to hear someone in that age group wanting it that desperately, and now finding, as I've worked my way down, then I did work comp nursing, which was people in their 30s to 60s mostly, that generation is equally open to it. I started to realize that maybe I needed to open my eyes to it, and that's when I started taking it. So once I realized the benefits of it, then I felt the need to.
You just said, Sarah, that people would come to you and they'd ask, can you get me some pot or something, because I don't want to lose my spouse. But there's a distinction between the pot, what they were asking for, and what you're doing now.
Yes.
You don't
definitely
sell pot.
No, we don't sell pot yet. No.
You're just selling the healthy oil that comes out of the hemp or the marijuana plant.
Yeah.
And so that's what they were looking for.
They know, in that case, medical marijuana would have been the better option. When you're in that position with chemotherapy and you're not able to eat, you're nauseous, that is one area where medical marijuana will help more than CBD, but CBD will help somewhat. Mm-hmm. So,
we don't do medical marijuana.
But we
marijuana
don't do it yet here, no.
Not yet.
Nope.
Michigan,
so I can't help.
Michigan just passed.
They were medical marijuana for a long time. They just passed full recreational.
Okay.
So now for those people that are looking, they'll have to drive across the border.
We've got to get those baby boomers to work.
I know,
we'll change
come
the
on. Yeah.
It's just like a margarine. I remember when I was young and you couldn't buy margarine in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
You had to go to Illinois.
I know. That's just weird. Well, if you are interested in talking to your congressman or oopsie doodles, we went away. Oh, sorry. If you are interested in talking to your congressman, if you go and look at the farm bill online, you can actually click a button and it'll take you to all the people that you can contact. And if you click Wisconsin, it'll give you fields to fill in and contact your local representatives and statewide.
Okay, so we're going to take one more break. You're listening to Biz Talk and WHPY. We'll be right back.
From ordinary tax concerns to extraordinary tax situations, let Alberts and Hayling CPAs help you through tax planning, business consulting from startup to sell-off, and more. We specialize in creating financial management plans for your business. Visit AlbertsHayling.com today. Alberts and Hayling. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts and Hayling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial real estate or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
I'd like to thank our sponsors who help us bring Biz Talk to you each weekend. We couldn't do it without their generous support. They are Fox Communities Credit Union, Alberts and Hayling CPA, Legal Business Edge LLC, WBD, who are the SBA loan experts, Prior Cash Flow Management, that's Tony's company. Thank you, Tony.
You're welcome. Glad to do it.
You've been a long supporter of this show in more ways than one, so we really appreciate that. And then Kendale Marketing, who supports our website, which is biztalkwithscore.com. If you want to hear any of our old shows on podcasts or look at the calendar, see what's coming up or whatever, you can go out to biztalkwithscore.com. And finally, the Business News, who publishes a biweekly paper about the business, the news on the business that's going on in Northeast Wisconsin. So thank you to everybody for helping us out. So, Sarah, as we come toward the end of the show, I know talking to you that you had a personal story also with your own health that kind of opened your eyes to all this. Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, I guess. I have Crohn's, and I was diagnosed at 20. So as of Monday, it'll be 24 years that I had Crohn's, or have Crohn's, because it's not cured per se. But basically, Crohn's is an autoimmune disorder, and there are several autoimmune disorders out there. So everybody probably knows somebody who has at least something, at least one of them. And with autoimmune disorders, you work your way up basically a line of different medications, from steroids to biologics to immunosuppressants to whatever the case might be. All of these have some pretty significant side effects. All of them can be really expensive if you don't have insurance. And it you just don't feel good because basically your own body is attacking a part of your body, in my case, my intestines. And then your body's trying to fix what your own body's attacking, so you're always working extra hard. So you're always tired, et cetera. So I had heard of CBD, but I couldn't imagine how this little bottle of oil could do more than well-tried, thought-out scientific minds working together to create these medications. And if those weren't working, how could this little bottle of oil work? But I finally tried it, and within days, I literally was feeling better, sleeping better. I didn't have to use the restroom as often. I'm talking about this on the radio. But I happened to have a colonoscopy scheduled 4 weeks later just because what I was taking was Humira at the time, and it wasn't helping. So they were going to do another colonoscopy to see what type of medication I should move up to next. And at that colonoscopy, the doctor came out and said that everything was fine, that the Humira was working because I was totally healed. And he said, had I not even known, because he's been my doctor for a while and I had seen previous scans, he said, I wouldn't even think you have Crohn's. It looks perfectly normal. So you're definitely in remission. Keep doing the Humira. And I was like, no, I think it's the CBD I started taking about 4 weeks ago. And he said, no, it's the Humira. You need to keep taking that. And I said, no, I'm going to stop and keep trying this. And at that point, he said that he really probably couldn't be my doctor anymore because I was not compliant with his treatment plan. So I am without a doctor, but I am 8 months out from that point, and I have not had a single relapse. I feel amazing. I can eat pretty much whatever I want. I can. I had blood sugar drops and spikes during that time due to malabsorption issues, and I don't have that anymore. So I've lost some weight because I was eating just bad things when my blood sugar would drop. I sleep better. My body isn't as tired, so I get up at much more normal hours. I feel like I have way more energy because I'm not constantly working on fixing the damage my body's already done to itself. It has been basically a life. It's life-changing, and I am shocked, to be honest, that that little bottle of oil could do that. And so that really is what made me want to do this, is because I want people to know about that. Because if had I known that 10 years ago, I think about all of the things that happened over the last 10, 15 years that would have probably been different had I felt better, had I not been so tired, had I not been sick, had I not had to spend money on meds.
So I think what makes that testimonial so strong is your background, your education, and your experience in the medical field, and you know that you know probably more than an average patient that's coming in to a doctor's office too about, you know, causes and you know, possible remedies and things like that. Mm-hmm. And yet you found something that was a little bit outside of the norm and things.
Yeah.
And it's a good example. Sometimes you have to look a little bit beyond what you're getting presented.
Definitely.
For another option, another opportunity.
Definitely. I mean, we obviously can't promise any cures, but there's really no risk in trying. And we at Apothecae, we will do our best to make it work for you. And if we can't and it's not working, we will allow you to return it. I mean, we will guarantee that you will feel something better. And even if there's just that one thing that improves, you will hopefully notice a change. But if not, I mean, everything doesn't work for everybody. So we will guarantee that it should.
Well, happy birthday.
Monday. Oh, gosh. It's not that fun anymore. I'm sorry.
But you're so focused on educating that.
Yes.
And it's really a valuable thing for the consumer because you have all levels of understanding, mm-hmm. and you can go to their level and bring them to where they need to be to make a good decision. That's really a cool process. But what are you learning since you've opened your business? You commented in the pre-show conversation that you're learning things. What are some of the things you've learned?
I've learned, I learn new things about CBD every day. I've learned so many things. I've learned
like people's ages surprise you with they come in and talk about.
Oh, gosh,
yeah. You
know? I mean, first, well, my parents, for example, are in their their retirement age, and they barely even drink, and they came in, and they were so excited about the store, and they're like heading off to Alabama for their snowbirding, and they were like, just, we sent in our absentee ballot, and we voted yes, and we're so excited for you, and I'm like, yes to what? Oh, to medical marijuana, and I'm like, really? But yeah, majority of the people that come in have said, we've tried smoking or whatever. I'm just surprised at how the shift in mindset, or maybe the mindset was always there and I just didn't see it. So that's been surprising. I've learned that when you have a partner in a business, you should probably set up weekly meetings rather than texting each other all the time. So maybe
it's all about good communication.
So yes, make sure if you have a partner, even if you're best friends, talk to each other. Don't text. But other than that.
Well, we really appreciate you coming in this morning.
Thank you.
Been a great conversation. And
it's been
also
fun.
We're really happy that you've gone off and decided to take the chance and try something. Follow a dream and something you really believe in. So it's been great, a great conversation. I learned a lot about CBD that I didn't know before. And
good.
Wish you a lot of success, Sarah.
Thank you.
We're going to thank everybody for listening this morning and hope that you have a good week. It's going to be a good weekend, I think, to read a book or watch a movie, and hope you do that and enjoy yourself. And, Tony, thank you for coming in.
You're welcome. Good to be
being
here.
Being part of us this morning.
Fun.
So
fun. Great conversation, Sarah.
Yes, thank you. And if anybody comes into the store, we can say you heard us on the radio. We will offer you 5% off of your first purchase, and then we do offer a loyalty program as well. So just let us know if you heard
That's
us.
Pretty cool.
Check Sarah out.
And there you go.
Take care. We'll see you next week.
Thank you, everybody.
Bye.